kind of tired.
How did you pull the early one? Did you, like, draw a bad name out of the hat or something?
No, I think I don't know the reason why I chose morning. I chose morning. I shouldn't have, because
so
I was at Disney, yeah. I stayed the night at Disney, so I got up at 5:30 to drive here, so I'm pretty tired.
Was that your first time at Disney?
No, we go every year.
How was it?
It was fun. We hung out with the Boyer family and Kozlowski family, and you know, our kids are all about the same age, so it was a good time.
How does it feel to start a new year? I know last year for you was one you probably want to forget. Just
not really.
Just from being close so many times, you know, coming up short. Turning the page to this year, it's got to feel good for you.
I mean, we didn't get a win last year, but it wasn't that disappointing of a season. You know, I still ran second 6 times, and it's probably still my second best season I've had out of the, you know, 5 cup seasons I've ran. So it's not one that I want to forget. But, yeah, I mean, obviously I'd like to get some wins. So we'll just look into this season of, you know, trying to, you know, do what we can to be better than we were, I guess, last year to put ourselves in position more often and hopefully, you know, capitalize on those situations. But, yeah, just ready to get going. It's been a short off season for me, and excited to be back in a stock car. My first Daytona 500, I remember I got on the wall, like, lap 2, and I remember I got on the splitter into 1 and hit the wall, and then we had rain delays, so it was just a long Daytona 500 for my first one, and didn't do good. And then a couple years ago, you know, almost getting the win, you know, leading, you know, the white flag lap and then run out of fuel off of 2 was, you know, heartbreaking, but then, you know, kind of cool at the same moment, you know, knowing that you had a shot and probably would have won the race had you had enough fuel. So I'm just hoping that I have another opportunity in my future to put myself in a position like that to get a win. No, I mean, yeah, I just kind of take it as another race, and usually you know that you're going to have more crazy stuff that happens than good stuff, so you just accept that when you come into a place like this, and try not to worry about it either, and just go out there and try and get lucky, but be aggressive at the same time.
Is this new rules package going to take away a lot of what you do? Like, are you going to still be able to make a difference running the high line and stuff in the track?
I don't know. I don't really have any laps in it yet, so I'm not sure how it's going to be. You know, I was excited talking to Eric Jones the other day. You know, he said that the top was really, really fast at Atlanta. So, yeah, I mean, I think there's a lot of places where now you'll be able to run the top. But then again, you know, I think that hurts me because I think everybody will be able to run the top. You know, I feel like as we've taken spoiler away from the cars, it's just made it harder for other people. So kind of opens up a lane for me up there. So I think now the tracks where I've, you know, had my own line up around the wall, I think it'd be easier for other people to run up there. But I don't know either. You know, it could benefit me more than others. But we'll just have to wait and see.
Like, do you hear people say that? Because in conversations that I have with people about the package, it's like people bring up your name and they go, oh, see, it's going to hurt a guy like Larson because, you know, before he could do this and now it's going to be... Do you hear people say that to you, I guess?
I don't know. I guess I read it here and there. You know, I think you know, people think of me of being used to high horsepower cars and lightweight vehicles, and you know, now we have, you know, no horsepower and a ton of downforce. So I think it just, you know, makes it. I don't know. You know, like I said, I haven't been in it yet, so we could all be wrong. But yeah, I mean, I think it does take a little bit of advantage. I wouldn't say I had an advantage with the other stuff, but I would say it probably suited me better than what this new package will be. But you know, I just have to wait and see.
You've already raced Kurt for 5 years, and now you're going to have him as a teammate. What was your relationship with him, you know, these last 4 or 5 seasons, and how has that really changed significantly for this year?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I never really talked to Kurt before. You know, just here and there, maybe a couple times throughout the year. You know, just chit chat. You know, if we qualify by each other and ride in the same truck together, you know, that's about all that we would really talk. But no, I mean, everybody I've talked to that's been a teammate with him in the past has always said that, you know, as crazy as he is, he's a great teammate. So, you know, he's been good to work with so far, and he's got a ton of knowledge and experience. So, I've enjoyed it, and looking forward to getting to other racetracks outside of, you know, like a Daytona, so we can, you know, learn more off of each other.
You couldn't have more different personalities. Will that mesh? Will that make one driver kind of more like the other? Maybe make him more like you and a little bit of you like him? Or do you think you'll stay exactly the same?
I think personality-wise, I mean, I think I'll stay the same. I think work ethic-wise, I think he can push you to be a little bit better. So I'm excited just in that aspect of things. You know, I feel like, though, you know, I do a good job of, you know, we're around a lot of people, different people all the time, and, you know, I feel like I do a good job of staying grounded and being who I am. So I don't think I'm going to have any episodes like he's had in the past, you know, now that he's my teammate. But, no, I'm just, like I said, you know, it's not often that you get to work with a past champion, you know, as closely as I'm going to get to this year. So I'm very excited about that opportunity. No, I mean, it all kind of seems the same as last year. I think, you know, I'm pretty sure it's same rules package. So yeah, I mean, I don't know. We still don't have like great single car speed, but once you get in the draft, it's fine. So, yeah, I don't know. It's Daytona.
Is it, you know, obviously people talk about with Jimmy and Paul's situation, who side drafted. Some are saying the car's being side drafted kind of sucks them to the left a little bit if it's an impressive side draft. Is that kind of what, if you looked at that, or is that kind of how you experience it when you're out there? When somebody comes up on your left rear quarter panel, it's going to just take your program?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, every time, you know, when you get single file like that and, you know, somebody ducks out underneath you, say on entry of the corner or something, you feel your car move a little bit. So I don't know what Paul or Jimmy felt, but yeah, I mean, I've had it happen to me in the past, and you just kind of, I guess, know that when you go to make that move, or if you're in Paul's position and you see them making the move, you kind of can, you know, brace yourself and get ready for your movement, a little bit of movement in your car. So but yeah, it's just tight racing here, and you have to side draft really hard, especially when you're trying to pass for the lead to try and get it done.
Dale Jr. said on the download that it could be as much as a foot, that the person who is getting side drafted has to prepare for that, because you could get moved and you have to adapt to it. And then if you're aggressively side drafting, you have to be ready for it. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, I think we all feel that in the cars here.
And is it a foot? I mean, could it be as much as a foot?
Yeah, a foot's not much. So, I mean, yeah, I would say a foot's probably a good number.
Not when you're going like 200 miles an hour, right?
Yeah. It's, I don't know, we're used to it.
Yeah.
2 years ago, you had a shot to win this race, and oddly enough, the guy that did win this race is now teammates with you. Is it one of those things that it's just kind of funny how it comes full circle to see you and Kurt now team up a couple years after you led at the white flag?
Yeah, I don't know. I mentioned that the other day in the trailer. You know, I was like, man, I've given you a couple wins from fuel mileage races. You know, obviously Daytona, and then Michigan, my first or second year. We tried to stay out while, you know, when the rain was coming, and you know, I started, you know, blubbering, so I had to pit. But anyway, as soon as I left, came down pit road and then left pit road, it started dumping. So, you know, if I was two laps later, you know, we would have won. But yeah, I can't remember if it was Michigan or the Daytona 500 win, but I remember we were both at Epic Chop House in Mooresville, and you know, he was at one end of the restaurant, I was at the other, and he sent me a beer, which I don't drink beer, but he sent me a beer, and on the napkin or whatever, it said, you know, here's a little extra fuel. But so that was pretty funny.
When you look at this race, everybody talks about what it
Well, yeah, it'd be huge. You know, I've been in Victory Lane a couple times here, but it's still not the same as, you know, I think what a cup win here, or especially Daytona 500 would feel like. So we'll just try and put ourselves in position and see what we can do. I don't really know. I mean, I don't think you ever really know what your emotions will be like until it happens. So hopefully this is a year we can do it, or you know, just hopefully I have the chance in my career to get a Daytona 500 win.
How big is the luck factor in your eyes?
I mean, I think it's huge. Yeah, I haven't really finished many races here, so I would say, you know, it takes a lot of luck. So, but then, you know, you got guys that are always in the running to win at all these plate races. So, you know, they make their own luck. You know, they have fast cars and can position themselves up front the whole race, and people that are willing to work with them and help. So just got to, I don't know, do a better job or be a little luckier.
Is your schedule going to permit you to run the BC 39 this year?
I think I have it kind of on my tentative schedule. I just don't know what I'm going to do yet. You know, last year is the same thing. You know, I have my go-kart race that I promote out in California, so it's hard for me to get to Indiana in time to run. You know, coming from Sacramento to land in Indy at 3:40 and rush to the track is kind of tough. So it's so far away, I don't really know what I'm going to do yet, but I'd like to run the race. Well, you know, I think a lot of people would say it's too long, but you know, I'm not gonna say it's too long because, I mean, I'm racing before the season starts and I'm racing after the season ends. So, I race year round, so I'm not the guy to judge the schedule.
There's a grind. I mean, there's no doubt about it.
Well, I mean, if it was shorter, I would just go race more sprint car races. So it would be more of a grind if it was shorter on me, you know, because I would be racing 100 times rather than 70.
Tony's sprint car is going to be near Richmond on the Thursday night of the Richmond weekend. Is that something you might do?
Near Richmond? No, I'm not. I'm not planning on doing that one. Yeah, you know, for sure. And, you know, I think we've always been able to, well, not always, but last year we were able to look at that stuff, you know, through the SMT data and all that. So, but yeah, I mean, I think getting to work closer with him and then, you know, ask him questions of, you know, why maybe he's doing this differently than me or whatever will be good, you know, because, I mean, I guess I've always had the opportunity to ask him that kind of stuff, but I've ever been close enough to him or in the same holler with him to feel like I could ask him. So yeah, I mean, I'm gonna try and soak up as much information, I guess, as I can, you know, from him.
Have you asked anything about the Indy 500?
Not yet, but that's definitely one thing I would like to ask him, just to get his opinion on it and see how tough or not tough it really is, to try and maybe help my confidence out when it comes to running that race. So, that's been something I've kind of always wanted to ask him, since he's ran it, just to see how it is in dirty air, how it compares to anything that, you know, I maybe have done in my past. No, nothing's changed. Yeah, nothing's changed. I haven't talked to Chip about it or really at all, but someday.
4 years ago at this track at the end of the 500, it was great moments. And it was a fight. Bobby Allison killed you. How, I mean, you're a young guy. How aware are you of that? When you come here, I mean, are you aware of that fight?
Yeah, I mean, I guess you see it in highlight films all the time. So I feel like that moment was something that helped, you know, grow NASCAR at the time. So, but yeah, I mean, when I drive through I think it was in turn three. I don't think about the fight. So, but no, it was definitely a moment that will live on in NASCAR's history forever. Well, I don't know. I mean, Kyle Busch tried to punch Logano in the face a couple years ago. So, yeah, I mean, anything can happen.
Steve Phelps was on Sirius, and he was talking about there really hasn't been a driver who promotes the sport the way Dale Earnhardt did. He also mentioned your name and how it's good that you do compete in so many different series because you're kind of spreading the message around. Do you feel the same way?
Well, I'm just glad that they feel the same way, finally. I don't really feel like I felt that from them for a long time. So it's nice that they support, you know, all the extra racing that I do now. But, yeah, I don't know. I mean, I get that question a lot, you know, like, do I do it to help grow the sport or all that? You know, I don't really think about when I'm off at a dirt track or anything like that. I'm not thinking about, you know, just trying to help motorsports or grow motorsports. I love motorsports, so that's why I do it. But it is neat that I feel like I do, I guess, make an impact, I guess, a little bit on, and it's not just me, you know, there's a lot of other guys, you know, Christopher Bell, Tony Stewart, Case Gain, Stenhouse, you know, them owning teams and stuff like that. I feel like we all do a good job of cross-promoting between sprint cars or dirt track racing and NASCAR. Just because I feel like I don't know. I felt like there for a minute we lost touch on the grassroots fan. And, you know, I think the last 3 or 4 years, you know, I think dirt's done a good job to – or dirt racing is grown some to where it's added some more excitement to the NASCAR sides of things and vice versa. So – I just love to race and that's all I really care about. So, but if I can do anything to help grow racing in general, I'm all for it.
Did they talk to you about that, Kyle? Have they reviewed with it now, the grassroots racing and moonlighting, or did you just sort of see Phelps' comments and see how things are going?
Yeah, no, I mean, I've never talked to them really about it. I've just kind of seen, articles and heard stuff of what they've said. So it's neat that, it's neat, I guess, that they support it now. Cause like I said, I didn't really feel like I got the support before, you know, I feel like I was always in trouble for any time I talked about sprint car racing. So, and you know, for them to go to the Chili Bowl, you know, a handful of the NASCAR people go to the Chili Bowl and take in that event, I thought was really cool and shows, you know, I think because Chili Bowl's gotten a lot of exposure the last, you know, handful of years. So for them to go there and just experience the event and maybe see why it's growing and maybe there's some things that they could take from an event like that into NASCAR is cool. So, you know, I think they're just looking at all areas to try and make our sport back to what it used to be. NASCAR, anyways, back to what it used to be. So, you know, I'm happy that they're getting into it again.
Did you give
O'Donnell a tour? No, I never. I don't really venture out of my motorhome much there because I try to not get sick, but it doesn't work out. So I didn't really. I saw O'Donnell sitting up, you know, where they sat during the flag parade thing, but that was it. I don't know if Rico or somebody maybe took him around, but I was trying to avoid sickness, which didn't work. Davis.
Davis
is just the guy who has to relay everybody else's information to me, whether it's NASCAR or the team. I think they make Davis be the bad guy.
Do you guys have a OSS station this year?
That's the Hawkeye thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. We got one. Right before the playoffs last year, maybe a couple weeks into the playoffs, something like that.
I feel like that helps you guys.
I don't think it would hurt. So, we didn't have one for a long time, so that was important, I think, for everybody in our shop to get one. So it was nice that your Chip was able to get that for us towards the end of the year to try and, you know, help us out.
How far into your future do you see running an IndyCar, if possible?
I don't know. Yeah, I mean, I would like to. I just, it's hard to predict, you know, when I could do it or when I would want to do it. It's tough, you know, running the Indy 500, that takes up a lot of your time between testing and all that. And you know, if it takes a lot away from the NASCAR side of things, too. So, yeah, I just want to do it when the time's right. And it's just hard to know when the time's right. No, I mean, I don't think he's, I mean, he's never really, like, made the offer, but, you know, I know the offer is always there as long as, I think it's just all up to me of just tell him, hey, I want to do it, and he'll do it.
Kyle, we have time for one more. Christopher Bell will be inked up pretty soon. What will he bring as a competitor, as a driver, as a engager, as a, what can we expect from Christopher Bell when he does get the cup and when he gets a race against him?
I don't know. I don't know. I guess you could look at how he is in the dirt track stuff and probably get a good idea how he's going to be in NASCAR. Or I guess just look at how he's doing in Xfinity. And, you know, Cup's a lot tougher than Xfinity. But, yeah, I mean, he's an amazing race car driver. So he'll be good. He's just a racer. You know, I don't think he's going to – I guess, you know, he'll be similar to a lot of us dirt track racers who are in Cup who don't probably do as much social media stuff as what we need to and all that because we're just worried about racing. So I think he'll be, you know, that type of guy who doesn't care about all the other stuff that goes along with it, just wants to race. I mean, I don't know. I guess it just depends on what type of racing. You know, in NASCAR, you're probably like Jeff Gordon, Tony Stewart, Casey Kane, because they're dirt racers. And then I was, you know, Jack Honshaw, Joey Saldana fan and sprint car stuff.